I haven't even seen the show and song. I forget how the theme song goes. I think I appreciate more in the books, like how
we're talking about Game of Thrones this episode as well. Sorry, we haven't really. Hi, welcome to the latest episode of Questionable Decisions. We're talking about Game of Thrones.
Questionable Decisions. King of Westcast. Questionable
Decisions is coming.
Fathers of Talk. The Breaker of Earphones. I will probably be in a British accent for most of the episode.
The website remembers.
Because Game of Thrones is something, I feel like if you quote it, you have to use the accent.
You have to, I mean, absolutely.
Like, you have to use that. Well, there's swans and she's like, no! You
know? Does this work? Winter's coming.
No, that's so
funny. Winter is coming.
Yeah, you gotta put the little tag. So, we're going to do that for most of this. Welcome.
We'll just say you're welcome.
Well, yeah, ahead of time, mm-hmm. because I don't want to forget it in the end. And thank you. I guess I will say it at the end. I will say it at the end, in a British accent. Oh my gosh. This is quite possibly, not the only thing I nerd out about.
But the best thing he nerds out about.
And I get really passionate about this.
It's true.
And I found that I can talk to everyone about it.
Like I'm usually the guy for the nerd stuff. I go to him for Game of Thrones stuff.
Of course you come to me for Game of Thrones. Absolutely. You come to me for nerd shit, too.
I mean, yeah. Generally, he's like a life coach for me, and I run most of my important decisions through him.
No.
I don't necessarily do what he suggests.
Don't do that. Yeah, because I'm about to start life coaching, and I don't want anyone to think that this is what I churn out. Because I'm churn out Zach.
I don't necessarily listen to him, but he gives good advice.
And I ain't churning out Max either, so you'll be in the clear.
We'll tell you what not to do.
We churning out Jaden Smiths over here. I was watching the TV movie once. That nigga Jaden Smith... He's a
same for later.
Okay,
we'll get to what Jaden Smith later. We'll link back to Jaden Smith.
His aura is strong though, and I just realized what it was. Okay, sorry. But so, Game of Thrones.
Game of Thrones. I mean, it's probably one of the biggest cultural things we've had recently, right?
Yeah,
without a doubt.
Yeah,
everyone has an opinion on Game of Thrones, and if you don't like, I hate the people who just say like, I don't watch Game of Thrones. I'm not into it. Fuck you,
I don't even think I've ever met anyone who said that. Or maybe I did, but I just totally dismissed them.
My brother doesn't watch it, but he didn't say, anything about, oh, I don't have any interest in it.
Gabe ain't shit. I mean, just, every time I'm just like, okay, with your little brother, something else he does.
But I've never
pisses me off.
I've never met anyone who, has watched Game of Thrones.
And scoffed?
And just like, yeah, I don't like it.
I don't know if I've ever met anyone.
Right, yeah. I don't.
Who's ever been I'm not, no.
You're not allowed to watch a single episode midway through a season and just say no, I'm not into it.
But it's definitely one of those things where if you're not a doer, you just shut up and don't say shit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because you don't want everybody to jump down your whack ass throat because you know everybody going to be like, nigga, get the fuck out of my house.
That's how I was with Breaking Bad. I didn't watch that or Sons of Anarchy, so I didn't say shit until those were over.
I didn't watch Breaking Bad either, and yeah, I just used to sit there. And then if somebody asked me, I don't watch it. then I developed I would be like, this was the bullshit I developed. I was like, I ain't on it because everybody else on it.
One of those motherfuckers.
That's my comeback for that. Because I'm too much of a bitch to just be like,
nah, I never got into it.
Nah, I'm fucking weak and I missed a brilliant fucking show. Nah, y'all niggas weak. But yeah, if you say that about Game of Thrones, niggas is going to be mad at you and I will be one of them. I'll try to change your mind right there.
Absolutely.
And talk to a nigga for 45 minutes. Like, what do you like? You like fantasy? Like, you like political intrigue? What do you like?
You like battle scenes?
You like battle? You love battle? You like fight? Like, sex? Everybody likes sex. You don't like sex? What else I got? It's almost a coming-of-age story. Several coming-of-age stories. Several redemption stories.
Great redemption
stories. Oh, my gosh. Redemption is a major key.
Huge factor.
It's a huge factor. Like, Game of Thrones, you want to see,
just murky ethics of, you know, what is right.
It's a game, and it teaches you there's no black, there's no white. Only gray.
All the pieces are gray. You know, everything is... There is, yeah, like you said, no one is right, no one is wrong. The only people who are right or wrong in either extreme are dead.
Silly niggas. It's a thriller. It's a thriller. Who killed who?
Who killed who? I mean, there's literally YouTube show videos of the reactions to The Red Wedding. Name another show that has something like that.
Mm-hmm. And again, you like sex? Because there's mad prostitutes in this
shit. Mad whores, man. So just walking around like in the background and shit.
Male whores, female whores. Whores with no parts. Eunuchs. Mad eunuch whores, my nigga.
Then they're not whores. The eunuchs are just guards.
There are eunuch whores. Varys was a eunuch whore.
He wasn't a whore.
He was.
No, he was just... He was just abused a bunch.
He fucked for things he got. Like, he was living off getting fucked all the time. That nigga was hoeing.
I thought Varys was...
Okay, maybe he was getting pimped, hoeing.
I thought Varys was getting pimped, and then he got sold to the sorcerer who fucked him up. And then he was, like, surviving on the streets until he...
And what was he doing on the streets to eat? That nigga was fucking...
I don't know.
It's implied. I'm pretty
sure. Was it implied?
I'm pretty sure Varys.
Just like Varys, like that's where he like kind of like started to take advantage of like people and just started to be smart and shit.
We'll look it up, but
you thought that? I see.
I'm pretty get back to because I was like,
I never thought Varys.
I take notes in the horror stories in the horror side plots. Okay, yeah. I take deep like when someone's like, oh yeah, this was happening for this. I look at it I get into that mindset. Like what you got to do? You know what I'm saying? So I get
see,
it.
That's, yeah, I never. I figured he was just like. Doing what he had to do, but not, you know, maybe if he had to, sworn a little bit. I don't think that was his main sword.
Varys hoeing. Varys been hoeing his whole life.
No, now Varys pimping.
Oh my god. Like, that's what I'm saying. It's like coming of age, coming into your own, dude.
Man.
Now Varys pimping.
One of those scenes where, like, you only wonder, like, where you kind of like, oh, that things aren't going to go well for that guy. When Varys opens up the box for Tyrion and the sorcerer is in there, he's like, this is the guy that fucked with me all those years ago. I'm going to have some fun with him.
Yeah, but that was in the book? Was that in the book?
Yeah.
I remember I was so weirded out when I read that.
Yeah, that was weird.
I think I was so uncomfortable. I was like, oh, this nigga Varys is dirty. Because you always thought Varys was like a good, dirty guy.
Yeah.
Like, well, you never seen him really hurt nobody. Right. He just got secrets.
Then that thing came out. Like,
damn, V.
Chill, bud.
My nigga, like, he was the only one who, like, didn't go there.
Everyone is great.
Like, he was the only nigga who didn't go there.
Let's be honest. The fact that Varys killed that guy, or tortured the shit out of him, whatever he did, probably saved his life. Because otherwise, Varys would be too clean cut and would be dead by now.
I'm not even gonna say the phrase, like the catchphrasey thing that just popped into my mind, because I don't want to say it should never happen. Horrible atrocities shouldn't have to happen to make you
immune to death.
Immune to feelings. You should just be able to learn that out. And you can learn that out in the real world without having, like, atrocities happen to you. I don't think that's fair for Varys. But I think he turned lemons into butt lemons into lemonade. I think he turned butt lemons into lemonade. And like you said, now he doing the pimping. Mm-hmm. That nigga's a eunuch. Yeah. I didn't even, like, I don't know if I knew.
Theon a eunuch also.
George R. R. Martin has a thing with cutting niggas' dicks off. Yeah. I am just, like, he is really into that. And I didn't even think, like, that was a thing that I would even be interested about. But ever since these books, it had been in my mental space at some point. But then George R. R. Martin, like I said, he just really shone a light, shined a light on to the eunuch thing for me.
Really?
Like, because I never got into their mindset and shit.
Yeah, yeah, like...
And just, like, what would that do to
you? Who is it? Littlefinger asks him. Or is it Tyrion that asks him? Like, what is his... You know, you don't have kids. Like, what are you trying to do? Like, you can't have kids or pass anything down. He's just, like, trying to just help Westeros. I'm just trying to help the land. I'm trying to help the people.
This nigga's Endgame.
I don't know. like to sit on the throne for a little bit, but like he would know that he by sitting on the throne, he's setting up for years of war afterwards because he doesn't have any heirs. So his end game can't be to end up on the throne if he actually cares about Westeros.
Him and Illyrio met each other in Braavos. You think Braavos is ever going to make a play?
Yeah.
There's the thing. But she teams up with the Targaryens. Well, Braavos and the Targaryens.
No, because Braavos has always tried to be, like, just separate from all of that. You know, and the Iron Bank and everything. Yeah. Oh, unless the Iron Bank calls him those debts.
That's what I'm saying. Ooh. We always collect.
They always collect their debts. And the Lannisters always pay their debts.
My nigga.
Something's gonna give.
Get my shit. So they hook up with Daenerys.
Okay. Yeah, but they're so far apart. How do they meet up?
Dragons, my nigga. Oh, how do they meet up?
How do they meet up? They are like on opposite ends of the world.
I don't know, but if Varys is puppet strings in it, he's gonna bring her through. That's it. Varys is gonna.
But Varys is already up near her right now, isn't she? Isn't he?
Varys can get a message.
Varys can get across real quick.
Okay, the Seven Kingdoms in a flight. You don't think he can get it from Braavos?
Is
how far is Braavos and Meereen? I don't think they're that far.
I think they're on opposite ends of the fucking sea. I think they're far.
No. It's like Braavos and then Meereen.
No, I thought it was like Braavos in the south and then Meereen in the north.
No, Dorne is in the south.
Right, and then Braavos was like southeast. I thought Dorne was southwest.
Dorne is southeast.
No, because you know how I know? Because Braavos was founded by slaves. So they sailed as far away from the slave people as they could.
We got the
book. We got a book. We're going to look at this map real quick.
What are the maps?
Fronts. Some of the front. Right, there we go. South. The North remembers.
What the fuck is... Okay.
Iron Islands. In the south. The Arbor.
Is this where that goes all the way?
Is this not...
It's only the second book, so it might not even
have all that shit in it.
What a cunt you are.
Yeah, okay, so here's Dorne. I think that it's over here. All this other stuff is over here. Yeah, because this is the sea.
Braavos is over here, and fucking... It's on this side, and then... Thing is over... And then Meereen is over there, too.
No, I thought it was on that side.
My nigga. I don't know. We're just going to have to agree. We're just going to have to guess right now. But...
How do they meet up is the question.
But, but maybe they just buy a bunch of cell swords.
Braavos don't use cell swords. The Braavos use the Faceless Men.
But the Iron Bank.
We don't know. That's right. We don't know how the Iron Bank collects.
That's what I'm saying. So the Iron Bank hooks up with Daenerys. They
hire them, pay them buy a bunch of cell swords.
And then, I don't know. If you ask me, all those niggas in the north gotta go. Like, Daenerys, I don't feel like Daenerys gonna share her motherfucking kingdom with nobody.
I mean...
And say what you want, but that bitch got dragons.
She do it. She do got dragons.
So we call her the winner. And, like, that's she's only even... Like, someone can win with her. But how much power? She's kind of turning into a power-hungry bitch, if you ask me.
Who's gonna win? Who's gonna be the final winner? Who's gonna sit on the Iron Throne?
What's the team gonna be? What's the team gonna be?
It's gotta be a team.
It's gonna be
a
team.
No one does it by themselves.
It's gonna be a team.
So right now the teams as they stand.
Cersei,
the Martell, not the Martells, the
Tyrells.
Tyrells and the Lannisters. The Starks and the Wildlings.
And the Wildlings. And who else is on that squad?
Just the North, the general North people backing the Starks.
Yeah.
The Boltons and Littlefinger.
Yep. The Greyjoys.
No problem. And Stannis is still alive with the Braavos Bank. Don't forget that. The guy Tycho Nissario and Nissario is with Braavos.
That's what I was thinking of.
What's the funny hat? I mean,
the Iron Bank is just the King's bank, right?
No, the Iron Bank is the Bravos bank.
It's the Bravos bank. Yeah. Okay, so, and they're with Stannis.
Yes.
But remember, they were on shaky waters.
Yes. Yes, Stannis had to convince them to give him, like, a loan or something to rightfully win or something.
I remember they were talking shit, it seems like
the Bravos are just going to kind of, like, look, we'll just, if we think you're going to win...
They put money behind
it. We'll put your money behind it as long as we get what we're owed when it's done.
And they'll switch sides in a second.
Yeah, absolutely. Looks like they'll switch sides in a second. But, you know, everyone wants the team up of the Starks and the Targaryens. Now, in more particular, Jon and Daenerys.
I want them to fuck.
Everyone wants them to fuck. So, they're just good looking.
It's so weird because in the books, they're babies in the books.
God, they're so young and they're like all fucked up by now. Like, yeah. They're all just like mentally just like fucked and like.
They got mad PTSD.
They got mad PTSD. So much PTSD. Oh my God, they're all so fucked. Jon had to kill like the woman he loves. Yeah, like I had to go check to make sure he didn't kill her. You know what I mean? Like, make sure those weren't his arrows in her
you
body.
You know nothing, Jon.
Fuck, man. Like.
Oh my God.
Yeah, they all just need like some time alone. Like.
That was. The best relationship of, like, what was that, 2014 or some shit? And, or no, what was it,
2013.
It was perfect. It was her fiery fucking red hair and her fiery spirit. She really brought Jon out of his shell.
The only thing I really didn't like about that is they made her teeth really too nice for being a wildling.
In the show?
Yeah. Like, just fix that with the fucking... Fake teeth it for like a minute, you know what I mean? For the close-ups.
Niggas wouldn't be able to handle how ugly them wildlings were.
Like, that's the thing. Like, they made them, like, presentable and, like... No, these motherfuckers stank. These motherfuckers were, like, unshaven.
It was gross.
Terrible.
And they were, like, stabbing niggas at dinner time. Yeah. Like, it was out of control.
Yeah, like...
That's why it was such a no-no for Jon to even do that. Like, that was a no-no. He fell in love with his captor?
No. Was she a captor at that point?
I feel like something happened. I remember someone was captured.
He captured her. Wouldn't kill her. Then had to kill Halfhand and say that he was becoming a wildling.
For the North.
For the North.
For the whole realm, boy.
Remember, do as I say and do not falter.
Fucking Halfhand, dude.
You knew what was up, man.
That nigga was such a solid fucking guy. He felt like a father figure. Like, he was a father figure.
Speaking of father figures, what's up with Benjen?
I don't know.
He dead. Benjen dead.
I don't even care about that nigga. I wish the people would stop saying his stupid fucking name.
He dead.
The Starks got the ugliest names.
Just name him Benjamin.
Benjen and Rickon and Eddard.
Anyway. Fuck y'all.
Fuck y'all.
Man. Y'all all deserve to die for those goddamn names.
Alright, so wait, what's the final squad, though? Final squad.
I mean, final squad on paper, if...
You gotta go Dream Team.
You gotta go Dream Team. You know, you gotta go John Stark at that point. And...
Daenerys. He's not gonna take the name.
You don't think he's gonna take the Stark name?
He ain't gonna take it. Every other bastard born from here to Dorne.
Here's a weird question. Everyone wants the John Daenerys thing, but aren't they cousins?
Oh, you could do that back then.
I mean, like, yeah, but...
You could fuck your first cousin for show back.
But they kind of made it a point, like, that's why the Lannisters are kind of shunned, because they're fucking in family.
It don't matter when you got dragons, my nigga. Shunned? Sure. Lannisters ain't shunned. Sure. They got golden dragons. Niggas let them in. And they're cunts. Literally, every single one in that family.
Wait.
Tom and Cool. That's my one name.
Who? Are they... Wait. Are they brother and sister?
His cat's names. What?
Are Jon and Daenerys brother and sister? Who was Daenerys's father?
Nope, Rhaegar was her brother.
So that means Dany is Jon's aunt? Yeah, that's not like a relationship that's gonna happen then.
Why not?
That's weird on like too many levels.
It's his auntie.
Yep. As you said that, you realize what I was talking about.
I didn't realize. I just thought it sounded funny. I love that word, auntie. You could fuck your auntie back then, too.
I mean,
so... That's better than fucking your sister, for sure, 100%.
What team is Tyrion on? Is he on Daenerys's?
Tyrion hates everybody. Tyrion hates everybody on that other side, the way they've treated him his whole life. He's gonna walk right into Daenerys' arms. She has that ragtag bunch of fucking niggas. Tyrion's just gonna be another nigga on the fucking shelf. On a little fucking toy shelf. Cause Daenerys run that shit. Oh my god. That Beyonce video, Who Run the World, should have been Beyonce dance around.
Dragon.
Three dragons. Who run the world? Dragons. Yeah, dog. He's gonna fit right in there. Of course he is. They're the fucking outcasts.
Is he a Targaryen? Or is he a Lannister?
I don't know. His eyes are wonky. That nigga a midget.
He all fucked up, man. He all fucked up. And like, they made it a point to say that like he's gotten progressively more fucked up as the books have gotten on. He got like his nose cut off. He got like a scar going across his face. Like, he all fucked up.
He always tells the bitches they never liked me for my looks. They liked me for my coin.
He honest.
A whore doesn't... Where do whores go? Fucking Tywin Lannister was a fucking...
G.
I was gonna say cunt.
Nah, man. He knew what he had to do, and like, he wasn't gonna put up with shit. Like, say what you want about Tywin Lannister, he kinda tried to keep the kingdom together. He was ruthless in doing it. But, like...
That makes it bad, though. Like, you could say he did it for a thing, but he was kind of a cunt.
He wasn't the best family, man. Wasn't the best father.
That nigga didn't care about shit. But staying in power. Not even doing his job. He didn't care about doing his job. He cared about staying in
power. He cared about doing his job too damn well.
Not really. When he died, the fucking Seven Kingdoms were in chaos. That was the War of the Five Kings.
That was his fault, wasn't it?
Dragons came back, nigga. Shit was out of control. It hadn't been dragons 160 years. And they came back.
On
his fucking watch. Tywin, my bad, dog, but you're kind of a cunt, like I said. Man. No, that's just kind of a cut.
So who do you think's gonna come out on top? Dream team as well?
My dream team is gonna be Daenerys, Varys, See, I'm trying to figure out where Sansa and Littlefinger about to fit in there.
Yo, what's Sansa gonna do? What's her deal?
Isn't she gonna get dark?
I mean, she's seen some shit.
I know, but she ain't got like...
Does Sansa have any blood on her hands yet? No.
She didn't watch a bunch of niggas get murked out. She's been in like a 10-foot radius of several niggas' time.
Sansa is the one that will kill Ramsay Bolton.
Get our first kill?
First kill.
In a big way?
You only got one chance. Make it count.
You think Roose is going to put her up to it?
Oh, that's a bold thing. Realizes Roose he's losing control of his son.
Yeah, and he already just kind of doesn't like that.
Really, really hates the fact he had to give him the Bolton name.
He just like doesn't like that nigga. It's palpable.
It's real obvious.
I don't know where Sansa fits in there. And where does Arya fit in there?
Arya just gonna come back and murk everyone, dude.
Mercenary. She could have like her own like solo comic book where they're like trying to come and get Arya to join the team. She's like, I work alone.
Oh yeah, dude. Arya's like Batman or something.
Yeah.
Like a bunch of faces. The Batcave is just like a wall of faces.
And she's torn apart inside.
Arya's seen some shit. She's like a young girl. She's just a little girl, man. She's like 8, 12 or something.
Yeah. I don't know. Sansa's like almost been raped so many times. It's just like, ugh, you know, it's like very intense. George R.R. Martin is also really into rape. Like, again, like, people say the show is sexist. I don't know. I think the show's kind of nice. Got bitches doing their thing on there. That's what's up.
I think the book's better at kind of...
more exposition and yeah, can go exactly. A little deeper, but y'all ain't seen... like, there's some shit. There's some real misogyny going on in that shit.
Women are really treated like shit back in those books.
Yep. And it's
so here's true
to history.
Yeah, I was about to ask. Is that more of a true to history thing?
No.
Or is that like a George R. R. Martin hates women thing?
No, that's a truly history thing. These bitches aren't portrayed. That's what I'm saying. George R. R. Martin is the closest to how it really is. He's got bitches in there who are shit. And they're like deep, weird, fucked up characters. He has men that are exactly the same. Mm-hmm. He doesn't do that sexist shit. And the show's not sexist. They show a lot of titties. But that's called ratings, my nigga. Niggas gonna come for the titties. There are certain niggas who will only come for the titties, and you gotta grab that market. They're a hard market to grab.
That adolescent market?
That's what I'm saying. Like, you got a nigga devoting an hour of every week.
You just throw him a titty.
I'm saying you throw him a titty. If he got basketball practice,
throw him a titty bone.
Like, he ain't watching that much TV. You gotta throw him that titty bone, my nigga.
Who's your favorite character in the show?
In the show.
Or in the book,
Arya. She is fucking... that little girl is so fucking sweet. And she is so fucking well-spoken. Like, every interview she gives is fucking fantastic. She's so sweet.
All right, in that the books... In the universe of Game of Thrones, who is your favorite? Who are your favorite characters?
I like Littlefinger a lot. I love his wit. And kind of how much of a bitch he is. Varys. I love how every time he talks, I have to read that shit over and over again to see if I miss some stupid shit. Some little sly shit that he said. And the way that nigga's a poet.
He insults motherfuckers in like every conversation.
And he's just so sweet about it. Nicety. I love the Hound.
Huge fan of the Hound.
I miss the Hound.
I'm holding out hope that the Hound ain't dead. That he's working on that farm, on that church.
That nigga probably dead too.
But redemption.
Redemption, though, yeah. In the book.
Like, there's no way the Mountain's alive and the Hound is dead. You know? But fuck George R. R. Martin, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's a dick like that.
Mm-hmm. This fat ass probably did it.
Like, that's you can't just, like, go on based on other books and, like, other types of authors and be like, well, no, because the bad brother's alive, the good brother still has to be like, no, George R. R. Martin's like, no, fuck y'all, we're going to kill the one y'all liked, and the one that should be dead, we're going to make into this unbeatable Frankenstein monster.
That nigga has such a hard-on for the Mountain.
He really does.
Mountain that rides. The Mountain. He's got a hard-on for that guy, I'm telling you, dude. He loves him. And he loves shitting on the Hound. Don't drive my new horse.
Hound got all the fucking short end of the stick.
Such a fucking cunt, dude. Like, it's just so rude. It's just so rude the way he had. Niggas did not like Daenerys in, what was it, Dance with Dragons? Is that the last one? Yes.
Winds of Winter was the last one.
That's not written yet. A Dance with Dragons?
Oh, yeah.
A lot of people didn't. My roommate, Tom, who I talk to about this book a lot too, he said he didn't like Daenerys' chapters. He said they were boring. I loved seeing Daenerys' transformation.
Daenerys has sacrificed so much her of fucking what she wanted to do. All the, like, the compromises she has had to make. Like, you know, she really wanted to have a free city where people were just treated equally.
She was sold to a horseman in like the first or the
like,
second.
That was like literally the like the second first chapter.
It was the first.
It was like her getting out of the bath, going to like, congratulations, you're about to marry this dude who rides horses with thousands of
and
people.
And I'm pretty sure like the 13-year-old was like her second descriptor. So yeah, it was crazy. And then to see her go from that to like, this bitch leading 40 niggas through the desert, and then she stumbles across this weird fucking town, and then she births her dragons, stumbles into this weird town. They steal her dragon. She steals her fucking dragon's back. She goes to this new city. Doesn't just take one city down.
She wrecks shop.
Doesn't take two down. Didn't she take three cities down?
Astapor, Marine,
and Yunkai.
Yunkai.
Three, my nigga. And now...
And literally, she played the Astaporians.
And dude, like, she's... And along the way, she's just been trying to, like, figuring it out as she goes. And she's just always so sad.
Not to say, she got such a... She's trying so hard. She's
trying so hard, but her bitch is always so forlorn, I will say that. She's always like, oh, like I wish...
Although she likes... She got Dario just giving her that dick, you know what I mean?
She... That bitch... Now she's just kind of playing niggas.
She's yeah, like, she just like... She's playing the game.
I don't want you. I'm gonna fuck this one. And good for her. She's killing it.
Mm-hmm.
She's killing it.
Does Daenerys die? Is there any chance that she dies?
I don't want Khaleesi to die.
It's not what I asked.
I am Daenerys Stormborn Targaryen.
She's giving her 5-minute introduction. Someone Mother comes up and dragon. Stands. Breaker of chains.
Breaker of chains.
What else is she?
Breaker of chains.
Is that all? Mother of dragons.
Leader of the Free
Stormborn. City. Daenerys Targaryen. Daenerys Stormborn.
No, Daenerys Stormborn Targaryen. Mm. Mother of dragons. Breakers of chains.
And the rightful heir to the Iron Throne and the Seven Kingdoms.
That's the end of it. I feel like that's the end of it. I feel like there's something in the middle where I'm missing.
Breaker of chains. Something of the Mother of Dragons.
Something about the slaves, for sure. Oh, no, I guess that's the Breaker of Chains part.
Mm-hmm. Mother?
Khaleesi. There's like Khaleesi somewhere in there. Yeah. Oh, no, Khaleesi is just mother. Whatever.
No, Miza is mother.
What's Khaleesi? Queen?
Yeah, that was the Dothraki.
She that Khaleesi. So.
Khaleesi of the Dothrak tribe.
So, yeah, I'm not.
Of the Drago Khalasar. That's what it was.
There we go, my nigga. So, I don't want that to happen. I don't want that to happen. She seems so removed from all the fighting over there, anyways, like.
How funny would it be if, like, the assassin that, I mean, I know that they've already been pretty much taken care of, but since Varys sent, like, an assassin way early in the beginning, if he just didn't get, like, a letter to him to stop, and, like, out of nowhere, like, he just comes and wipes her out.
You don't think he stopped? You don't think the nigga just pays for one assassination? You think he pays for it until the assassination is
done? I think he sends at least 6 out just in case. Varys is very thorough. You think he can leave it to chance?
Varys is the one who... I think Varys has something to do with Daenerys being with him. Because Varys and Illyrio were homies. So Varys knew that Daenerys was with Illyrio. Varys fed the information.
Yeah, remember Varys was also the one talking about sending the assassinations in the Dragon Crypt.
He was just talking.
I mean, Varys is very pragmatic. You know, he thought it was good at the time to kill Daenerys. And then he's like, no, we probably need her.
We do. Well, I don't want her to die. Who's your favorite?
Podrick.
Oh, I forgot about Podrick.
Podrick, the only motherfucker where the hoes won't take his money.
Oh my god. Podrick?
The worst squire ever.
I don't know, he was pretty good. He saved Tyrion's life, if I remember correctly, on the Blackwater.
He did.
He
killed the Night's Guard. He killed the King's Guard.
He was at the gate by the water.
Yeah, right? He killed the King's Guard, who was going to kill Tyrion. But let's be honest. Like most of his scenes are just showing his incompetence in almost everything but pouring wine.
But it's adorable. It's
so cute. So cute.
Podrick, and you know what? Makes my heart smile.
Podrick, Bronn.
I like Bronn
just because Bronn like literally.
I always feel like. The I Hound. Think of Bronn and the Hound as the same kind of character.
I feel they're gonna have a showdown where only one of them walks away.
Bronn. Uh-huh.
And let's be honest, how funny is it that, like...
Bronn and who? Tyrion?
I was going to say, Bronn and Tyrion's hookup. Like, literally just, like... Bronn just was like, I'll fight for this guy. Sure, why not?
I'm trying to remember that scene.
It was the trial by combat in the area.
The Vale.
And,
I'm trying to remember what he said, though.
He's just like,
oh. Wasn't he kind of like at first like, what?
He's like, I'll fight for you, I guess. You're going to pay me?
Okay. I think it was something like that. Yeah, like, nigga, where the money, nigga? Yeah. I know he was like, I can give you. I think that was it. Because I remember Tyrion was real stressed that day.
Yeah, he's just like, I need someone to fight for me. Come on, guys. Like,
What am I going to do here? Oh, shit. They used to do trial by combat. Bringing it back, my nigga. They can't say no to me. Tyrion Lannister, goddammit. God, that kid is smart. Tyrion, of course. I don't even know how I forgot that. Tyrion's chapters were fucking brilliant. Let me tell you something about George R. Martin. And this is why this fat piece of shit makes me so mad. Because, like, nigga, write that book. His writing is so accessible and then so eloquent at the same time. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And, like, he is very good at giving each character a very distinct voice.
Yes.
Which, God bless his heart. And again, there's sometimes when it can be so biting and fucking like dark and like
sad.
And then on the other hand, it can be so
just
light and sweet. And
some of them. Very few of them are light and sweet anymore.
But like the way people love and like it can be, you know, it does play on all sides for me. And he's a great writer.
Is Loras dead? Or is he just fucked up? He's just fucked up in the books, right?
He's alive.
Just fucked up? Because they led that attack on the castle?
Yeah, and he's still mad about his boyfriend.
Yeah, he real pissed about Renly. Poor Renly.
I know.
Renly just wanted to help. Renly really was like,
he just wanted to gate up. I'm mad that I didn't get to see him gate up a little more. I'm not going to front. I was ready for him to get fantastic and fabulous. And then he just like, they just stopped him. That nigga had all the dope feasts.
That was one of those dope outfits. That was one of those. That was one of those, like, if you blinked, you missed it. All of a sudden, like, wait, what? What just happened? Who killed him?
That nigga's dead? Did we just say she saw a shadow?
What? What
the fuck? We just saw a shadow? Just dead? This nigga with a shadow sword.
On that point, we can admit pretty much this is all Catelyn Stark's fault. Like, everything.
Well, no, let's blame her dumbass sister.
Yeah, it's really her fault.
That digmatized hoe. What's her name? Lisa?
Liesel?
Lisa? Lisa Aaron?
Lisa, yeah.
She was digmatized and...
Did you say digmatized?
Digmatized.
I like that word.
Yeah, she was hypnotized by the dick.
I like it.
She couldn't stop.
His little finger?
His little finger took her virginity. His
little finger?
Little finger got drunk the day he lost against...
Ned? Robert. Ned? What was the other? Brandon.
That he lost against Brandon.
Brandon just should have killed him.
For Caitlyn's hand, yep. And then Caitlyn pleaded with Brandon. No.
Please don't kill him. I've known him forever.
I grew up with him. And he's
fucking Caitlyn.
And then, but they thought he was too fucked up to live anyways.
Or too fucked up to like...
To live with his wounds. So they were like, alright, let him go.
We'll just let him suffer and die from infection.
You were nigga. The nigga made it. They got drunk one night when they was all together. And then this nigga Littlefinger built up the nerve to kiss Caitlyn. She was like, nah, nigga.
Fuck no, man.
Nah, nigga.
Kick rocks, bro.
And then that nigga just was like, fuck it, I'm getting drunk, got wasted. Passed out in his room. Lisa, Caitlyn's sister, come in because she been obsessed with the nigga. Love him. Lisa snuck in there. Let him take her virginity. He forgot. He didn't even remember. He was in and out of sleep. And then they daddy sent him away and gave that bitch an abortion.
That'll happen.
And that was years ago. And she still following this nigga. He convinced her to kill her husband. He convinced her to lie to her sister about who pushed her son out a fucking window. That's her nephew, dude. That bitch is the worst. I hate that hoe. She was fucking unstable. When Littlefinger pushed that bitch out that door.
Thank God she gone.
She pushed that bitch out the window. I was like, I get it, my nigga.
Yeah,
she, for sure. Like, he got a lot from her, but she's just so intense. Her bitch always whining and shit, her stupid ass kid.
He's my least favorite character.
Oh my God, I fucking hate any fucking time I see that nigga's face or read his name. I just want
to hit him.
He's always fucking crying and shit. So no, Caitlyn's not that dumb. Caitlyn is not that smart either. Cause she's just like whatever any fucking anyone tells me, I'm believing.
Whatever
these niggas is trustworthy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Caitlyn's not that good either. Them northern niggas, though, they're too fucking...
honorable and fucking, like, by the book. Salt and butter!
This is...
or wine and salt. What's the...
This is the Game of Thrones.
There's no...
them niggas acting
you
like
win
pawns,
or you man. Die.
They're acting like pawns when they need to be acting...
like kings.
Or a rook, my nigga. What that rook like? That bitch go all the way down the board.
Rook's a goddamn castle. Like, that's the worst piece to be like.
I don't know. Castle stands strong. If you got a good castle.
You got a good castle.
If you got a good holdfast.
I feel like every castle they've listed as like impenetrable and impossible to defeat. And then like in the next chapter it gets taken.
You gotta have a good Onion Knight story though. Like, cause that's the best part about when a castle does get taken. Like, it's always a crazy story. Like, we snuck in with the bread in the morning. You know what I'm saying?
It's always some stupid fucking, like...
some Trojan horse shit.
Yeah.
Davos.
Davos in the books is what? Safe underground at the Wanderlace place?
Onion Knight. Yes.
And everyone thinks he's the dead. Manderlys. And everyone thinks he's dead because they put a... that was such a great scene. Like, the executioner was, like, in on it, but didn't tell him. He's like, maybe today's the day you'll die. But, like, referring to just, like, maybe today's the day we'll announce that you're dead.
Oh, yeah. Huh? Why'd they capture... oh, yeah, just to put good face?
Yeah.
Because the Manderlys hate the Lannisters, too. Mm-hmm. God, they're such cunts.
Who?
Worst family of the year award.
No, Freys. Are the worst family of the year. But they got fed their own kids, so fuck them.
The Freys are just bumbling assholes.
They really are. They're just fucking, like, end up in the wrong places to do the worst things.
They were, like, the silly ones that people kind of laugh at. Like, how'd y'all get here? But they just had... they had a bunch of shit or something. What, how'd they get their money? It's something stupid.
He won't... too. Oh, because they have the Tolbooth. The towers. The twins.
The twins. Them niggas was just born in a good spot.
That's all. Location, right? It's all location.
Fucking retards. Ooh. Most Machiavellian niggas, though. They don't... see, because the...
oh, Freys will do whatever it takes to maintain their position.
No, I'm thinking about the... Highgarden.
Tyrells.
The Tyrells, were they?
We really don't know what their endgame is, either. They just kind of come in with the money and the girls.
And the food.
And the food.
They got so much food out there.
Are the Sparrows going to revolt?
I don't even know. That's such a new storyline.
Yeah, why? That seems...
it's such a new storyline in the book. Like, I don't even really know how to wrap my head around it. Except...
Dacon's in trouble.
The Lannisters are just fucking everything up.
Does Cersei die?
Yeah.
Does Jaime die?
They gonna die together, my nigga.
They have to.
Somebody gonna freak out over the other one.
Do they kill each other?
Ooh, I mean, they're starting to hate each other.
They already hate each other. Well, Cersei hates Jaime, and Jaime's just kind of like, look, bitch, like, chill the fuck out.
If,
like,
I remember correctly, they still fucking pretty regularly.
No, not anymore, I think. I think, like, Jaime's, like, gone, remember? And Cersei was just, like, wishing that he was back, but he's just like, no, I'm fucking, like, out, away from King's Landing, like...
didn't the last time they, like, hooked up to, he was like, nah, bitch.
Like, yeah, she came in drunk, and he's like, no, like, we're done.
This whole brother-sister thing?
We're done.
It's
we're over.
The root.
The root. Don't you talk to me or my son ever again.
Act like we're 8 and 9 before this ever happened. Act like we're toddlers. Act like, you know, 8 words. I don't ever want to see you again, bitch.
Yeah, no, they done.
Is my basketball jersey in your room? So gross, dude. Who's your least favorite character?
Besides the annoying kid, I can't stand Baelish because he's a step ahead of everyone. And that
he's
bugs me.
Gee, dude.
It bugs me because
he's
so good.
He's one of my favorite. Again, he's the nigga who started, who just kicked.
Really kicked it all
kicked
off.
Kicked it into.
Really
into
kicked it
gear.
All off.
Kill your husband, bitch. And guess how he got there? After he got banished from their house. She begged her husband to give him a job.
In King's Landing.
In King's Landing. That bitch was digmatized. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, she was fucking sprung, dude.
Just twisted up over that thing.
That bitch was so sprung.
Other least favorite characters. Obviously Cersei. I can't stand but hate her, you know. It's easy, but, you know, she's hateable.
Cersei has a redeeming quality, though.
She loves her children. Cersei. And she's made it very clear she will do anything for her children. I respect that.
I respect that a lot. She loves her children.
Do anything for her kids. I'll respect that. She wanted to kill her kid that one night. Remember when King's Landing was being stormed?
But that was because she fiercely loves them.
She's like, I ain't gonna let you be raped and tortured.
Hell nah, bitch. Swallow this little vial.
Couple drops.
I'm 100% behind that. 100% behind that. I would do it for you, Zach. If there was a group of Zach rapers coming in and we were done, there was nothing we could do.
Nothing we can do?
I would end your life immediately. I mean, so you don't get raped. Not for any personal reasons or anything like that, because I mean, I don't want you to get raped.
No, thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Also, yeah, no. And this is all George R. R. Martin's doing again, because rape is such a touchy subject, right?
It really is. He just kind of storms straight into it.
He just puts the rape in my head. It's like, I didn't ask for that.
Who's your favorite house, in general?
Let me tell you my least favorite character first.
Alright. Hey, who's your least favorite character? We'll come back to that
one. Bran.
Rickon.
I don't even know. Rickon's a nothing. Rickon knows nothing. A Bran. I feel like his chapters were kind of boring.
Bran's kind of a bitch.
He was such a bitch. That was going to be the biggest thing. Like, everyone needs to just bitch that nigga. Like, girl's way shorter than him. Like, anyone could bitch Bran out. It was just like, oh, my nigga, like, get some friends, bro. Like, get a friend, nigga. Because you're just like, this is sad, dude. You're just getting bitched out all the time. Like, how many times are you going to let a dog save you, dog? Just out of control. Favorite house?
Martell's for me.
I thought you were going to say that.
Absolutely. I'm down with the spicy food. I'm down with the kind of the free loving. I'm down with what they got going on in Dorne.
You don't seem like an orgy nigga.
You never know. They kind of like that beach desert thing going on, you know what I mean? It seems like the climate's nice. They've explicitly said like it's warm as hell down there.
Didn't nobody have clothes on in Dorne, if I remember correctly? Good and point. So many orgies. If we're gonna go on the orgy factor, I'm gonna have to pick Dorne too.
Summer Islands.
I feel like it might get a little.
The Summer Islands.
Summer Islands seem like it might be a place to visit and not stay because it might.
Summer Islands seem real hedonistic.
Like, it's getting a little too wild. Like, I'm a freak. That's too much for me. I want to do some freaky shit, then I go back to a regular way of life. That seemed like the freaky shit happening in public.
That is your weird way of life out there.
And I don't want to. Yeah, I don't want to all the time. I want to always be on. But besides that, ooh, I like the Lannisters.
Jamie's making a great redemption story, you know? He started off as a character that was insufferable. And he is just absolutely now someone you're rooting for.
There's so many good characters in that family.
Yes. No, there are two good characters in that family.
I mean, just like...
Well-written characters?
Just like good, where you're like, whether they're good cunts or whether they're good people, they're good. You know, and again, we already said it blurs. The Game of Thrones.
Win or die.
You win or you die.
I am a fan of the Baratheon house. In all fairness, between Robert, Joffrey, or not Joffrey, Robert, Renly, and Stannis, that's not a bad family.
Them niggas stay losing hard.
They do stay losing hard, though, man. Robert had a good run for a couple of years, but that's about it.
I don't know, like, how long before that nigga, like, started drinking too much?
That's what I'm saying, like, it was only a good couple of years. Yeah. He's already sounded like he was drinking too much.
Yeah, like, after he won that battle, he kind of just, whoop. They said he was a fighter anyways. He wasn't built to be king.
Yeah. No, not at all.
Damn, Robert. I did like how that nigga was a fun nigga.
And like, Robert? Yeah, you want to have parties, you want to have all the joust and everything. You just want to have a good time.
Jolly fat nigga.
Yeah. Get me my breastplate stretcher.
What would your sigil be, Zach? QD sigil.
Mine, personally. Would
just be a dick pic.
This is an unsolicited dick pic.
On a black field.
My sigil would probably be
South Asian dick pic. On a black field. That was a QD one. South Asian dick.
God damn it. Now I can't think. I don't know. I don't know what my sigil would be.
Then your dog. Or like a snowboard, a guy doing a sick half pipe.
I'm terrible.
Busting a sick half pipe, bro. My sigil would be, I don't know, like, maybe like a red panda.
Well, I guess it depends what like your family's known for doing, you know what I mean?
What are we good at? Oh, I don't know if I can say all this like shady shit. We'd like, what can I say? Good at screaming at each other. Maybe we'll just be sound waves. Mine would just be sound waves. On a black field. All my fields black. My nigga. My family does like red pandas. I have to confirm that with a couple of them, but
he likes red
pandas. I love them, so. Like, I got this fox on my shirt because it kind of looks like a red panda. Like, red pandas look like fox a lot.
That's true.
So, like, you could put a fox on there, too. That would be cool with me. But a red one. A brown fox, I guess. Yours would be a bulldog. Ooh, yours would be a bulldog on a human body. Wakeboarding. Hitting a sick half pipe on the wakeboard. Do you think Facebook will let me put up a South Asian penis?
No.
How do you think they're going to take that down? Damn it. My graphics work, like, now what I'm realizing about my graphics, like, don't put me in a box. Like, I can do whatever if I put my mind to it. And how hard is it to find a South Asian penis?
It'll
be everywhere, dog. You probably see penises and you don't even realize they're South Asian penises. And you just skip over them.
90% of the stunt cocks in the porn industry are South Asian.
Really?
I have no idea, but it sounds good.
I would have went the other way, 10%. I don't know. What do you think the books and the show are going to end up in the same place? Like, what's going to happen, and will you be mad? Because will that count as a spoiler for you in the books? Like, can the TV show spoil the books? Because I'm going to tell you right now, and I bet you guys can guess if I'm going to be angry. Yeah, I'm going to be fucking angry.
I'd be pretty pissed also. Fuck people who just watched the show.
You shouldn't get rewarded for this.
Ahead of us.
You plebes.
HBO just making a quick buck.
You probably meet people online.
It's so bullshit that fucking George R. R. Martin caved and told them how it ends.
I don't even think he caved. I think he's been holding this shit in for so long.
He just
needed
to tell someone?
He needed to tell somebody. And he was like, these guys are legit. like, finally, I can give it to somebody. We can blame it on that.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, let's be honest. The way that nigga's living, he's asking for a heart attack. Like, you telling me that nigga ain't sweating diabetes as we speak in New Mexico? Like, what's your end game here, bro? You trying to go, like, what's George, like, and I don't want you to take this the wrong way because I like you, man. But your fat ass needs to finish those books, my nigga.
Real. Like, true statement.
You fat piece of shit. Like, and I don't like calling people that as Zach. I don't do that. I don't body shame.
Not too much anymore.
Okay, so you fat fuck. You pull it in, my nigga.
We're not insulting you because you're fat. We're insulting you because you're a fuck that happens to be fat.
You fucking start juicing. You start fucking eating 6 servings of vegetables a day, motherfucker. And you fucking write those books, goddamn it.
You get that natural sugar.
If you, I... If I see your ass giving a premiere at your fucking house movie theater, oh my goddamn, this nigga just be inviting everybody. He inviting hobos now.
He's just procrastinating as fuck.
Who hasn't been to my theater? Come to my theater. It's at my house. Nigga, we get it.
We get it. You got a theater.
Write the fucking book.
Speaking of fuck you, George R. R. Martin, are there any moments in the series that you've just hated? That really, really annoyed you?
Man, I can't know, but I came close to, like, crying a bunch. Like, a lot. When Rob got murked out like that, just, like, the shock.
That Rob got murked out real quick.
The shock was just so much.
John getting stabbed was kind of a... Because that was one where, like... You know, that he got stabbed kind of in the middle of the book, and then they just never went back to him. And that was like, oh shit, like...
Damn, you're right about that. When Daenerys sent Jorah Mormont, the bear away, that kind of hurt me a little bit. Mm. When Tyrion turned on him, I was really bummed by that.
On Jorah? Or on...
I'm sorry, not Tyrion, when, Theon turned on him. Starks. I was bummed. When Tyrion's girl was in his daddy's bed. Oh. Shay. When Shay was in that bed.
How you gonna do him like that, Shay?
Because she was so down for him.
And like, Shay, how you gonna do him like
it
that?
It was not that cool.
He was your lion.
It was not that cool. It was not that cool. It was not that cool.
Not that cool.
I felt a very strange way when Daenerys got raped by that Dothraki motherfucker. That was so weird for me in so many ways.
All the rapes were kind of weird to read.
That was really the only one we read firsthand. True. That was the only firsthand raping we got. And... That was pretty early on. It's really, like chapter eight.
My moments were, because I started watching the TV show before I started reading the books. Ned Stark losing his head.
Oh my god. I did as well.
Because, you know, when that sword dropped and the episode cut, I expected when I started the next episode that, you know, someone had stepped in and blocked the sword, or, you know, something had happened and it swung in front of, no, I'm not cutting off his head. And, no, the episode just starts with fucking Joffrey holding on Ned Stark's head and just throwing it into the crowd. Nah, he did.
Nigga, they were throwing... That was fucked up. I will agree with you with it.
Heads on stakes.
They was just throwing heads in, like, back then, like...
Heads on stakes. On
stakes. And that was, like, to warn niggas. That was, like, just...
Everyone's head got put on a fucking stake.
Like, don't fuck with me. That's how you told niggas don't fuck with me. She was so fucking gangster.
Oberyn against the Mountain. Because fuck.
That was fucked up, yeah.
That was fucked up.
And unsuspected.
Yeah. Because at that point, you're just like, oh shit, like, he's got him. And then, nope.
Oh, the Hound. Oh, I almost cried too. When the Hound and Arya. Right before she kills him. Oh, she stabs him.
No, she doesn't.
She doesn't stab him. She walks away. Oh my god, that was so sad. Oh my god, it was like he helped her.
Podrick's killed a bunch of people, I just remembered. Podrick also killed the dude who was about to kill Brienne of Tarth.
Podrick don't fuck around, my nigga. Podrick's A1, dog.
Podrick's my boy.
Podrick is A1 as fuck. Love that nigga, man.
Podrick's like that bumbling fool until shit goes down.
But you don't need Podrick on your team because he's cool to hang around. He's humble.
Chill.
He's not like bragging or shit.
He ain't got shit to brag about, really.
That nigga's done a lot. He's been in King's Landing.
He's killed two fools. Doesn't pay for hookers.
He doesn't even pay for hookers.
That's still like my favorite scene is where he comes back, gives the gold back to Tyrion and goes, they wouldn't take the gold.
Editor's note. Podrick, my man, came the fuck through. I take it all back about him being the worst squire ever. Motherfucker went toe-to-toe with the Boltons, man, killed one of them, was able to hold off the others, and then tell Sansa the proper words for the oath. My man.
And Bronn and him just look,
who?
Sit down. What?
You know what else were really high intensity moments? The purple wedding. It's not as high intensity in the show as like the chaos after.
Oh god.
And like
and
the setup Sansa
making
like,
a run and for
Sansa
it.
Sansa making a run for it and like the setup. And then also when he pushed her out that fucking window.
Thank god he pushed her out that fucking window.
She is the worst. He just pushed that hoe out that window like, I, what did he say? Some foul shit to her.
Right? Some real, just like
I never loved
I'm,
you.
Yeah, like, I never loved you.
Like, I loved Caitlyn or some shit. Like, oh my nigga.
But like, literally, she'd fallen for like 10 minutes with that on her mind, bro.
Dude, this nigga just.
Really?
No, Zach. She just. Did the nigga. Really just say.
Like she like fell for 3 minutes and then realized like got over falling and then was like pissed. Like, nah, he fucking didn't say that.
Damn,
I better fucking die on impact or I'm gonna get my ass back up there.
I'm gonna hop the shit out of this thing. Damn, that's cold as fuck. That was fucking great. So, yeah. I don't know. That book was everything to me for 6 months. This book's for like, y'all don't understand. And you remember, I was living in New York at the time. I lost so many of these fucking books. Along with myself almost. I bought fucking book after book of George R. R. Martin. So, you dumb cunt.
Come out with that
book. Fucking write this book. Like, I've invested so much time into you, my nigga. Like, a lot of time. And I watched the show, too. Like, come on, dog.
Don't be a dick.
You're pissing me off.
I know you wanted to talk about this earlier. It kind of fits into what we're talking about. Sigils for celebrities.
Oh, yeah. So.
So, this is kind of what started this, is.
That nigga.
Jaden Smith. Of course, it always comes back to Jaden Smith.
That nigga Jaden Smith, like, I figured out what his aura is, and it's a sunflower.
So, we decided.
That nigga kind of looked like a sunflower.
Jaden Smith's sigil is a sunflower. Against, like, a star cosmic screen.
Yeah, cosmic. This is a Milky Way situation.
Smith ain't of this earth, motherfucker.
That nigga's so out. Like, you can't contain him to one planet.
Or even one time.
R. Kelly. Ooh, like a teddy bear or something. Oh, a rattle.
A rattle.
Ooh. DMX. A crack pipe.
Oh, no. DMX.
That nigga. I think he's in the hospital again.
Yeah, yo, dude. You can't kill DMX.
You cannot kill Houston.
You ain't gonna OD. Like, you read that DMX OD'd, and it's one of those things like, oh, he'll be out in the hospital a couple of hours. You know, it's not like. Like, you read that he OD'd, it's not even like a thing where you think he died of OD'ing. It's just like, oh. He'll be back. DMX is fine.
Yeah, he cool.
He cool. DMX's. I figured DMX's would be like a spiked dog collar.
Or like one of those. Annoying.
Or like a chain. Just like chains.
Oh, no. Like one of those. Was it fucking 2000 chain? One of those annoying vehicles that have like three wheels. You just ride them like an ATV.
No, that's a. He did have those. He loved those.
New York niggas love those things. It's like, get a car.
My favorite is. I still think my favorite picture of all time or video of all time is the dudes in Baltimore who stole the police horse.
Did you see those niggas who went on the high speed chase?
Holy shit! I'm sorry, we have to talk about that for just a minute. Heroes. The heroes we need and deserve.
They're so dangerous, just driving drop top like that.
Well, we're doing donuts with, like, just, like, in an intersection, talking stopped next to a cop with a spike strip, and just leaned out the window to talk shit at him, and then drove away. Stopped in their neighborhood and posed like on the hood just with everyone around. Like, literally, it looked like they were shooting a fucking rap album, man.
Niggas is going crazy for the snap these days, yo.
It was wonderful. It was great, dude.
That nigga's sigil would be handcuffs. Go Cosby, a cappuccino.
Oh.
Who else we got? Tom Cruise.
Those fucking bars that you hold on to for Scientology tests. Like two bars with wires coming out of them. Jim Carrey.
I don't know. Can you, like, put cocaine? Because he's, like, human cocaine, I guess. Bernie Sanders. A hipster beard.
Oh God, yeah, Bernie Sanders would be like, yeah, like wireframe glasses and a hipster beard.
Ugh, you guys are the worst. Hillary.
Pantsuit. Just like a pantsuit.
Email inbox. Donald Trump.
The hair.
Gotta go there.
Just like one of the fucking, you know, with it where it's all blowing to the side or something.
Nigga, get that fixed.
Just, seriously.
Or just don't.
Just rock it at this point.
Yeah. I guess you're kind of killing it, my nigga. Shout out to Trump, I guess. Peter Dinklage.
Peter Dinklage's face.
Can't say anything bad about that midget motherfucker. You just can't.
Obama.
You can't contain all of Obama's everything into one sigil, my nigga.
Boom.
Or maybe like a boot over a white person's head.
A blue Lamborghini.
President Russell. Just Jesus' face. The Biebs.
Dreadlocks. Shitty white dreads.
Ooh, nigga, that was so gross.
Kanye.
Have you seen Amber Rose's emojis? You seen the one with that where she's putting it? Either that one or the doctor and the strap. Oh, finger in the booty ass finger. Amber Rose.
Oh. A pear. A peach. A peach.
Kim? A selfie.
Just like a facial. Like how do you sew in a cum stain?
I don't think you sew it in. I don't think you sew that in at all. Black China, my nigga. What up? Stripper ball.
I was just gonna say like a stack of money, a stack of cash.
That bitch do get her money. Tiger's lonely ass face.
Tiger.
That crew was just the worst.
So terrible.
Everyone on that squad. It's just.
Nicki Minaj.
Like.
Anaconda.
A Meek Mill with a no. Like a no sign with Meek Mill in the middle. Drake.
A light skinned, respectable girl.
You know he like light skinned bitches. A thumb.
A thumb?
Yeah, he kind of looks like a thumb.
That's fair.
He looks like a thumb.
Actually, I see that.
He looks like a thumb. Drake looks like a thumb. Everyone knows that. Who else we got? Who else? What's, come on, you just that's Nick Cage.
Oh, God. A bee.
A
bee? The bees!
I'm gonna intercut that clip in there.
You have to do it right after that. The bees! Russell Crowe. A bottle of Jack.
Beyonce. The Illuminati signal.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
Like, without a doubt.
Yeah, Beyonce is getting Illuminati.
Yeah.
Okay. Kelly Rowland.
A question mark. I don't know what happens after that. One of the show or the book.
Oh, you know what I didn't talk about? I love how if you do read those books, you'll be speaking in a fucking, not only a British, but like a medieval, like slang. Britches. I was saying britches.
Were you saying britches?
It was so fucking weak. Like, it was the worst. And it was like a version of me that I didn't like. But I was doing it. I was doing a lot.
Alright.
That's it for the Game of Thrones podcast. Thanks for tuning in.
Yeah, we really didn't do the voice as much as we wanted to, did we?
I did it in the beginning.
Yeah. You just sound like an annoying British person, though. Not even
you voices. Sound like an annoying American person.
Well, I am.
I know.
Winter's come.
You are such a dumb cunt because my shit is like 10 times better than yours. So stop being a dumb cunt because my British accent is... Like, if there's anyone from London or the UK listening, you would think that I'm one of them. Like,
but that's not how they sound.
Oh, yes it is.
like, literally, no, I mean, like, Game of Thrones. Like, none of them sound like you.
They all sound like me on Game of Thrones.
No, they don't. Because if they all sounded like you, no one would, like, it's like...
Wouldn't be scary?
Yeah, nothing would carry anyone.
What are you talking about? I'm like old Nan, my nigga. I kind of felt like old Nan tonight. Like, I'm telling all the stories. Old Nan. I could be one of the stars. Those are just stories old Nan tells us. I could fucking be a star, my nigga. Well, thanks for tuning in. That sounds too magical,
sounds
you're right.
So terrible.
You're right, that was really magical. Like, that was too much fantasy magic.
You need to come from here, you know what I mean? Not from here.
Aye. Thanks for giving us another listen.
That's better.
Yee.
Alright. Yeah. Okay. You can sound like a cell. Sound like a piece of shit in a bar or something.
Aye. More ale, please.
Yeah, that works.
That was good.
Yeah.
I feel like you can only say certain words, though. And that, like, you have to have, like, a complete script. Won't ye be returning to us soon?
Now you're a pirate.
Fuck, that's starting to blend in. It's like, am I doing pirate? Arr, won't ye be joining us again, ye? Thanks for tuning in, you guys. Thanks for listening.
Winter's leaving.
Winter is coming. Coming, you got...
You like, you've gotten worse every time you open your mouth.
That kind of sounds like a nigga who's under a bridge. Be coming, yeah. I would definitely be in Flea Bottom.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be hooking in Flea
Bottom. Hey, what's
I'd
Gendry
be selling
doing?
My body, huh?
Gendry.
Be a Summer's whore. Gendry?
Gendry or Gendry?
Gendry.
Boy, I pronounce
good,
it Gendry.
Good. I think you might be right. Who cares?
But, like, if you hang out with me enough, you know that I... But pronounce words all, mispronounce them all the time.
I hope you guys are as excited as we are for the,
new season, new book.
George, come on, my nigga.
Come through, bud. Just come through.
Just once in your fat fucking life, just come through for me, man. I love you. And I'll take this all back, everything I said. I don't even mean it. You know I don't mean it.
It's just in the passion of the moment,
I'm
man.
Just like, I'm so into your books, and I think you're great. I think you should probably think about chopping a couple of bees, but who am I to judge? If you happy?
Your lifestyle, man.
That's
life.
You, bro. But like,
we're very big on not judging here.
Don't die before you do this, because I will piss on your grave.
But if you do get Robert Sanderson to, Brandon Sanderson to write your books.
Who the fuck is Brandon? Let's not talk about his mortality.
Well, he took over after Robert Jordan for The Wheel of Time and did a great job. So I'm just saying, like, if you have to leave it for someone, leave it for him.
Alright, I didn't ask for you to die. That's this guy. Yeah, we hope you guys are really excited. We're really excited. Maybe we'll do an end of season one. Who fucking knows? Probably not.
No.
You guys are so dear to us, and we love you guys so much, obviously. We're gonna sign off. See us online.
Everywhere. You know where the fuck we are at this point.
I'm in your fucking grill, bitch.
Dun 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 dun.
Y'all niggas can't fuck with me. I said y'all niggas can't fuck with me. I'm bringing back. Y'all niggas can't.